I'd like to read for you from the Gospel of Mark, starting with chapter 1, starting verse 21. And it starts, "They went to Capernaum," that is, "they" is Jesus and his disciples, "went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went to the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, 'What do you want to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' 'Be quiet,' Jesus said Jesus, and come out of him. The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. People were also amazed, and they asked each other, 'What is this? A new teaching, and with authority? He gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him.' News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee." Mark wrote the gospel for one reason: to make clear to everyone the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ, who was the Son of God. Mark wants to lay before those who read his gospel the clear evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son. He quotes from the Old Testament prophets. He demonstrates from Jesus' baptism and the temptation that he is the one who he claims to be. Then in this, he gives an account of Jesus speaking in the synagogue. Now, because we were not there, Mark tells us their reactions. They were amazed at what Jesus said. He had taught them not as one like the teacher of the law, but one who had authority. They saw in Jesus something different. They saw the authority in which he taught. Mark records an incident at that time when the man with an evil spirit, it's interesting, it says who was there, it seemed to be amongst them. But the evil spirit recognised Jesus, the Holy One of God. The evil spirit recognised Jesus' authority and could do nothing but obey and come out of the man. It left the spirit left the man on the authority of Jesus, and the news spread quickly. But we do know that it left people wondering who was Jesus. You've probably heard of the duck test, have you? If it looks like a duck, it swims like a duck, it quacks like a duck, then it's probably a duck. Well, I think the duck test can be applied here. If a person looks like they have authority of God, if a person speaks with the authority of God, if he commands demons with the authority of God, then he's probably one who has the authority of God. If he has the authority of God, what are you going to do with him? What are you going to do? You have the option to submit to God, who has given this person, Jesus Christ, his authority. Or you have the option to stand against God, to work against God, and finally be judged by God. These are the two options. These were the choices that the original people who were there with Jesus, who saw the authority and saw him cast out demons, that's the choice they had. That's the choice that the original hearers of Mark's gospel, when it was retold countless times, they had the choice to choose, what am I going to do? Am I going to submit to this authority, or am I going to stand against God? And today, we have the same authority. We have the same choice. We can acknowledge Jesus as our Lord, or we can stand against God and what he is doing. They are the choices. So read your Bible. Weigh up the evidence. Use the duck test. See that Jesus is who he claims to be. Then joyfully, willingly, submit to his authority. And we can do it with joy. It's not that we've lost. In the bulletin, there's a short part which speaks about faith being shaped, about faith being a life shaped by the knowledge of who Jesus is. And that is what Mark is trying to show us here. And even a quick read of any of the New Testament shows the mounting evidence that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. So are you going to let him shape your life, or are you going to stand against God? There are two options we have. How can we be so confident that he has such authority? Well, we remember each time we come together his life, his death, and his resurrection. The resurrection shows that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. In his life, we see the obedience of Jesus to his Father in heaven. In his death, we see the sacrifice for our sins. And in his resurrection, we see that Jesus was justified. He was proven to be right. And in doing so, we have life also. So let me pray.